we have a close relationship. Now, the other boy, when he got out of school, he began to move around. Mm-hmm. So, of course, like right now, I haven't seen him in the last, 6-7 years.
I'm looking for the formal term of the relationship. They are your...
My nephews, okay. And the girls and the niece, of course.
Okay, and you're there?
I'm their uncle.
Okay. Your wife would have been there?
Well, they called her aunt.
Okay.
Now, actually, she was not blood relation to them, of course.
Right.
But, of course, she came from a family of 7.
Really?
So I have lots of nieces and nephews
nice
there.
Big family, huh? You mentioned that you had one teacher when you were in school. There was one teacher there? Is that right?
At the country school, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What sex? What gender?
Pardon?
Male or female?
I think I had, until I got in high school, I think I had all women teachers.
Okay. Do you remember how you addressed them? What kind of, how you would have to ask them a question, for instance, what you would have to say?
Well, what you mean to get their attention?
Sure.
In school, yeah. You held up your hand.
Okay. Did they expect you then to not only ask your question, but to say Miss or Mrs.?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
And we use last names.
Okay.
Like Mrs. Smith or Mrs. Mm-hmm. Jones or whatever.
Okay.
Like that. Most of them we knew personally, but in school it was a proper name.
Was there the tradition here? Well, I don't want to call it a tradition, more like a rule, that a female teacher could not be married.
No.
Okay.
That was never a rule, and that I know of in this community. They were pretty strict about their morals.
Yeah.
Maybe too much so.
Yeah.
And I don't remember our country school. I suppose it was discussed, mm-hmm. but I couldn't say a lot.
Okay.
I know Pritchett wrote in their contracts that they couldn't go to a dance.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's too far out, because there's good dances.
Yeah. Let me ask you about a couple parts of the wedding. Were you married in the church?
Yes.
Did you have somebody stand up with you?
Yes, my nephew, my sister's oldest boy.
Oh, the one you're so mm-hmm. close to.
Yes.
What was his function there? What do you call
him? He's best man.
Okay. And your wife had a woman?
Bridesmaid.
Okay. Did she have a, what do they call it, a maid of honor too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a term for your relatives, like, would you use something like kin or folk or kinfolk or anything like that?
Well, if I was using sentences that would work good, I would say kinfolks.
Okay. How about, do you have a term to group together people who are unrelated to you then? So you got kinfolk.
Really, back to that one, kinfolks, I would mm-hmm. probably say my relatives.
Okay.
Like my relatives in Kansas.
Right.
Or something like that. I think I would use that really probably more.
Okay.
Now, what was you asking?
What about for people who are unrelated? Do you have a term for that that's sort of complementary with kin?
Well, I'd say friends, or that's my close friend, or
okay.
This is my neighbor.
Okay. Sounds good. The next thing I want to ask you about is the house. I wonder if you could sort of describe your house as far as rooms.
My house that I grew up in, I don't know if you would understand the terminology, but we called it, it was called a country, Kansas-style house.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, they had quite a few of them in western Kansas, and they were basically